In the SPLM leadership, we have made it clear that this referendum must be transparent, free and fair, and everybody is encouraged to register because this is historic for Southern Sudanese, and that's why we have agreed for diaspora. And Northern Sudan, those who are residing there should vote. So why would we come around and actually tell people not to vote? The Southern Sudanese in the north, what we are hearing is that the registration is very slow because some of them, they have gone to the south, and some of them are also afraid of registering themselves because the NCP and the leadership of the NCP is even threatening them that if they are not going to vote for unity, their lives will be endangered. They will not even be treated in the hospitals, and they will not be actually given their basic human rights that they can have. So this is a clear threat and intimidation to them. So that's maybe the reason why they are not coming for registration.
Ezekiel, there is a line here in the article that says that the two SPLM officials who declined to be named confirmed to the Reuters news agency that the SPLM had told Southerners in the north not to register for fear that the National Congress Party could manipulate the results.
You know, individuals, they have their own decisions and choices to make. So those Southerners who are in the north, if they decided to move to the south and register in the south, they have their own rights. Even here in America, where I am, there are some Southern Sudanese who decided to go home and register home because they wanted to be registered in their villages. So we are encouraging everybody to register where they think they can come and vote. Registration is going on in the south very smoothly. People are excited, and this is historic, and it is a very clear sign that on the 9th of January, people will vote. The NCP should not stop people to go and register. They need to be transparent and open about it. And also, they need not to create problems like what they are doing in Abyei. They are basically holding Abyei hostage. They are not allowing the people of Abyei to exercise their rights. The Ngok Dinka people should come and vote, register and vote for their referendum to decide if they are going to be a part of the north or move back to the south. The Misiria, they've never been in the south. Why would they be asked to return to the south or remain in the north? Because they have never been in the south, the Ngok are the ones who are asked in the referendum to return back to the south, not the Misiria. So definitely, Abyei belongs to the Ngok Dinka people. And the NCP should stop keeping hostages.
Ezekiel, is the SPLM concerned that Southerners in the north, if they are allowed to vote, that they may vote in favor of unity as opposed to Southern independence?
You know, we have no problem if there are individuals who are actually interested in voting for unity. We have no problem. And that is why President Salva Kiir made it very clearly that those who are campaigning for unity, they will campaign freely without any fear or intimidation. Those of us who are for separation, we are going to campaign also for separation. And let me reassure you, there is no reason the SPLM or the SPLA can intimidate anybody. We know for sure the Southerners are going to vote for separation 100%. So there is no reason for us to even resort to anything that will make us look bad in the eyes of the international community.